They were to get the best house and reserve the best bedroom for Captain Spears. Carson had high school German. He would pick the place, knock on the door, and tell the Germans they had 5 minutes to get out, and they were not to take any bedding with them. Give them more than 5 minutes, Spears had told them. They will take everything with them. Once the advance party came on an apartment complex 3 stories high, perfect for HQ and most of the company. Carson knocked on doors and told tenants, "Raus in 5 minuten." They came pouring out, crying, lamenting, frightened. "I knocked on this one door," Carson recalled, "and an elderly lady answered. I looked at her and she stared at me. God, it was a picture of my own grandmother. Our eyes met and I said, 'Bleib hier,' or 'stay here.'" Malarkey picked up the story. Then Spears would finally show up, and you wouldn't see Spears for about 2 or 3 hours. He was the worst looter I ever saw. He couldn't sleep at night thinking there was a necklace or something around. Whenever he got a chance, Spears would mail his loot back to his wife in England. He needed the money it would bring. His wife just had a baby. Nearly all the men of Easy, like nearly all the men in ETO, participated in the looting. It was a phenomenon of war. Thousands of men who had never before in their lives taken something of value that did not belong to them began taking it for granted that whatever they wanted was theirs. The looting was profitable, fun, low risk, and completely in accord with the practice of every conquering army since Alexander the Great's time. Lugers, Nazi insignia, watches, jewelry, first editions of Mein Kampf, liquor, were among the most sought-after items. Anything any German soldier had was fair game. Looting from civilians was frowned upon, but it happened anyway. Money was not highly valued. Sergeant Edward Heffron and medic Ralph Spina caught a half-dozen German soldiers in a house. The Germans surrendered. Heffron and Spina took their watches, a beautiful set of binoculars, and so forth. They spotted a strongbox on the shelf. Spina opened it. It was a Wehrmacht payroll in marks. They took it. In Spina's words, "There we were, two boys from South Philly, who just pulled off a payroll caper with a carbine and a pistol." Back at their apartment, Heffron and Spina debated what to do with the money as they knocked back a bottle of cognac. In the morning, they went to Mass at the Catholic Church and gave the money away to the worshippers. "With the exception of some bills of large denominations, which we split up," Spina confessed. "We weren't that drunk not to keep any for ourselves." They took vehicles of all types, private and army,